just hit the tip of the iceberg with that last guest, John Toth, for Coverings International. We go from John to Kelly Arthur with the Emerald Event Center. Kelly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. What's
great.
New? Yeah, what's new and exciting at the Emerald Event Center?
A lot of things. We are, you know, we were just voted number one wedding venue on the Cleveland Hot List. So a lot of things happening. We have two weddings going on this weekend. We also are looking towards November at our beer and wine tasting event. It's in November on that Friday, and it is running from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. So we're excited for that. That's coming up. You can definitely buy tickets through the event center.
Very cool. Well, I mean, you hooked me on that fall wine and beer tasting.
Yeah.
Fill me in here. What kinds of beers and what kinds of wines will be available at this?
So we're looking to do all different kinds. You know, we have some of the darker blends for the reds and lighter for the whites. We're going to have some seasonal beers in that will come through. So more wines for versus the beer, but definitely everyone that has different tastes will be able to taste everything that they like at this event.
What goes into putting something like that together?
A lot of effort, a lot of marketing from my team and the event center team, the culinary staff. They will work endless hours to get the event going. So we're excited to host that this year.
And obviously you guys are in Avon, a lot of wineries around there. Is that sort of where you spurred the idea from that?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to do something fun for the community, get people out to see the event center. We're still fairly new. We're about 18 months old, so it would be a fun fall event to come out and taste that and see the event center for us.
Well, you mentioned fall wine and beer tasting. Will there be any pumpkin-flavored beers at this? I love pumpkin-flavored anything, and I got into pumpkin beers a few years ago. Will there be any pumpkin-flavored beers at this?
I haven't gotten the official list yet, but okay. Definitely some pumpkin beers. We're looking probably towards some holiday beers and definitely some IPAs, which are my favorite. So.
See, that's why this is at a really good time. So it's Friday, November 10th.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're almost right there on the fringe. You can close out the pumpkin chapter, yet you can open the door, though, to those holiday beers.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're going to get best of both worlds. You're going to get the pumpkin beers and then roll into the holidays. And, you know, people can come out and actually buy cases of wine and beer at this event, too, that they're tasting. So it'll be a great event and great holiday gifts. So let's kick that off.
Very cool. Bull's a big fan of the seasonal beers. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah.
You mentioned before the weddings. I've been through one of those, and I can tell you the planning aspect of those can be pretty hard. So it always helps to have somebody there at the event center helping you guys out. Is that something you guys play a part in?
Absolutely. We consider ourselves the one-stop shop with that. We're attached to the hotel, so you can have your guest rooms right there. And then you can also have your ceremony on site as well as your reception. Wow. So my staff, my catering staff, they assist with detailing those events. And then our culinary team actually executes that. And just want to give a shout-out to our executive chef, Bernie Barrett. So he's the one that puts on those wonderful events.
Wow. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a team effort, but everyone seems to really, really enjoy it.
Kelly Arthur with the Emerald Event Center, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, coming at you from the Power of More Business Expo. And to kind of add to that, you talked about how you guys have earned some accolades as the number one wedding center. You talked about a number of different elements that play a part in that, too. You just gave your chef a shout-out.
Yeah.
What kinds of things does he do that just makes him and his operation so great?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely pride ourselves on quality. We definitely buy the best product out there. He's been in the business for over 30 years, so he definitely knows what everyone is expecting and whatever everyone wants. So, you know, I think that it is a team effort, but he really just takes it above and beyond with the food and beverage aspect for the event center.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
And the convenience, I think, is what really kind of feeds into what you guys do. It's not just that it's a great venue, and it's not just that there are a lot of really cool visual aspects of it, but everything you need is right there on site. You know, Matt said he went through this process once before. It's about convenience, right?
It really is. It really is. So, we're located right in Avon, Ohio, right off of 90 there, the Nagel exit next to the Cleveland Clinic. So we're there for your needs for groups, meetings, events, and weddings.
Yeah, really nice venue. I can speak to it. We were there for the Spellebrate, Lorain County. We were hanging out for that. Yeah. We didn't do too well, Kelly. I apologize for that aspect.
Yeah.
But we tried. We tried very hard.
That is a wonderful event. Yes, and they will be back next year, so we're excited for that. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Very cool stuff. Well, Kelly, we appreciate you
stopping by and giving us some of your time. Absolutely. Thanks.
And we will definitely have to get on out there, maybe see if we can just get a taste in that fall and wine beer tasting event. That should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
That's right up our alley.
It's definitely up our alley.
We can do a remote from there, too.
All right. Sounds good. Come on out.
Thank you.
All right.